Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media. Well, we're glad to have you with us on this Saturday night, where we've got a big, big show for you tonight. Just a sample. Hogan Gidley, Mike Straka, Scott Miller, Bethany Mandel, Kelsey Bowler, Kristen B. Tate, and someone named Kane Brown in the New Music Spotlight tonight, and doing one of his songs with his beautiful wife, the two of them with a duet in one of the hours. So we've got a lot to get to. Kevin McCullough is my name. Welcome to an end to a really bizarre week. If you were trying to follow the bouncing ball of the argument in Washington, D.C. about who really is doing a better job at the southern border. Now, I think this is laughable on so many fronts. The Biden administration came in and they said, let's get rid of all of the Trump policies. So we're going to get rid of Remain in Mexico. That allowed more people to come in. We're going to get rid of Title 42. That would allow people to come in. And we're going to stop enforcing Border Patrol normal procedure, because we're going to give everybody the opportunity to get a desk appearance to a desk ticket to appear at a future date. So we're doing all of this stuff, and in the midst of this really bad season of immigration, and we've had more people stream across the border since Joe Biden came into office than in the entire 4 years of Trump and about half of the Obama years. Just in 1 year. So just let that sink in for a second. Think to yourself, what does all that mean? So I can kind of understand when reporters in the press pool in Washington, D.C. have questions to ask.
Does the White House stand by those comments that the border is secure?
What we stand by is that we are doing everything that we can to make sure that that we follow the process that's been put forth. That's why we have historic funding to do just that, to make sure that the folks that we encounter at the border be removed.
That, friends, that is just a downright bogus lie. Now I don't know where Corinne Jean-Pierre believes that she's going to be able to get away with telling that lie. But that's just boldface. She's just flat up making stuff up. They're not removing massive numbers of people compared to the numbers of people that are getting in. Overwhelming numbers of people are getting in, and they're being given these tickets to reappear in court at some time to find out if they can in fact stay. And the only reason the White House is upset about this right now is because of what a few border governors and a couple of other governors have decided to do in response, which is basically to give the elitists, the people that have been looking down their nose like snobs at you for the last number of years, to give them the opportunity to feel just a little bit of the pinch that the border states are doing. And it seems to be having getting under some people's skin. This is how Ron DeSantis addressed it this week.
Not a sanctuary state, and it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures. Biden would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across this country. There was no warning on any of this. And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay?
They're going beyond just going berserk. They are condemning the actions of the governors that are doing this. They're getting mad at Governor Abbott. They're getting mad at Governor DeSantis. They didn't seem to have any problem at all when Joe Biden was putting people on planes and landing them, for instance, here in White Plains or Westchester in the New York area, late at night, middle of the night. Nobody knew they were coming in, but just unloading people. They didn't even bother to tell Mayor Eric Adams that they were sending people to his city. Mayor Adams only got upset when Governor Abbott's bus arrived. He didn't say anything about the airplane loads that came prior to that. And now it's just full of irony that you have people like the vice president, who at her official residence, the vice president's residence this week, had a bus of illegal migrants that stopped and let them all out right in front of her house. This week you also had planes of migrants being flown to Martha's Vineyard, where the Obamas have a huge compound, where all of these wine and cheese elites that literally sit there, friend, and look down their nose at you in the middle of the country, and they say to you, you don't know what's really good for you. You shouldn't be smart enough to get to run your own life. We're going to decide all of that for you. And, oh, by the way, we think that these migrants should all be here until they get to our place, until they got to the Obama compound on Martha's Vineyard. There were Instagram videos last couple of days showing migrants being booed out of people's backyards on Martha's Vineyard. But Martha's Vineyard all loves this stuff. They all love the Obamas and the Bidens. They all want their policies to be put in place. But you can't have them there. You can't have migrants actually coming. The Babylon Bee had a funny. They said Martha's Vineyard resident calls police for spotting a North American migrant without a weed whacker in their hand. That's how they think of it. These people should be, you know, trimming our lawns. The policies have been racist and inhumane for sure. But to see the level of, you can't do this to us. This is our private property. This is where we have our homes. You don't think the people in southern Arizona and southern Texas and southern New Mexico and southern California all have that same feeling? As far as I know, there hasn't been any like violent crime breakout from the migrants that have been bussed and plane to all of these places. But there's been plenty of that on the southern border, and residents in those states have had it up to their noses with all the hassle that it's bringing. Not letting the issue specifically die. Ron DeSantis, the very next day, added a bit more to all of this.
Also, was a little bit perplexed when I heard that the president is scrambling to get his cabinet together to try to address the fact that you have governors who are helping to relocate illegal aliens to sanctuary cities. Now, he didn't scramble to get his cabinet together when we had millions of people illegally pouring across the southern border. He didn't scramble to get his cabinet together when you had 53 migrants die in some trailer in Texas because they were neglected by the federal government. You didn't see him scramble to get his cabinet together when we had Americans that were victimized by criminal aliens that he led across the border. You didn't see him scramble to get his cabinet together when we hit record fentanyl deaths, which that fentanyl is coming across his open border. It's only when you have 50 illegal aliens end up in a very wealthy, rich sanctuary enclave that he decides to scramble on this.
So how full of double standard is that? I was not aware of the cabinet scrambling, but it sounds totally like the Biden administration. Yeah, oh, it's an emergency.
Michelle and Barack, they have migrants knocking on their gate door on, you know, at their insulated compound on Martha's Vineyard. The vice president, she doesn't know what to do. She's trapped inside the vice president's residence. Oh, my goodness. We can't be having that. Now, then he scrambles. Then he gets his act together. Then he says, okay, we're going to do something about this. Friends, this is the not only height of hypocrisy, but this is the gaslighting group that wants to take away your freedoms and wants you to be thankful for it. We're going to talk about it some tonight. We got a huge show. We're going to talk about energy. We're going to talk about gender identity issues. We're going to talk about your kids and what COVID did to them. And that's all just in the second hour. Stick around. Also, quiet quitting. We're going to take that on today. And what all this mean, nasty tone coming out of D.C. really is doing for the electorate as a whole. Hogan Gidley coming up next here with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, in recent weeks and even days, the White House rhetoric about the election of 2022 has really begun to take a very nasty turn. I don't know if you've noticed this, but in multiple situations over the last course of a couple of weeks, you've heard the president himself and you've heard his spokespeople all refer to people as extremists, danger, in fact, to the democracy. Here to discuss this in greater detail is someone who worked the press room at the White House in the previous administration. Hogan Gidley rejoins us. He's now with the America First Policy Institute, and he's fighting for voter integrity all across the country. Hogan, John Pierre's statement said something specifically along the line of the MAGA Republicans are thought of by the president as the most extreme, and they pose a danger to our democracy. This goes beyond past campaign attempts to kind of classify the deplorables or whatever you may call it. They're trying to make everyone they can't control a threat in the people's mind that haven't decided yet. What do you make of this?
That's a great point, Kevin. Thanks for having me on today. I always appreciate the time. And the idea that people who disagree with them are somehow extremists, when the people that disagree with them want low gas prices, want lower grocery prices, want to be energy independent, want to have a secure southern border, want to have safe neighborhoods, that's not an extreme position. A vast majority of the American people feel as though this country is heading in the wrong direction because of the Biden policies. So simply by him saying that, forget disenfranchising the 70 million voters that went out for Donald Trump. Forget the tens of millions in the middle who want all the things I just mentioned. He sounds like a complete buffoon when he says stuff like that. It is, of course, dangerous. It does nothing to bring people together, as he said he wanted to do when he was president. And now he's got all of his spokespeople and his other administration officials out talking the same type of rhetoric. It is offensive, yes. It is dangerous, yes. And this democracy will, in fact, have a difficult time surviving if one entire political party is telling you anyone who disagrees with them is somehow violent just because their belief system is different.
Yeah.
That's a real problem.
Well, Hogan, it would be that I would feel that way if it was any president that said it. You know, so if it was said by Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, I would feel the same way. But the difference that we have in this current makeup of things is that you have an administration who's saying that out one side of their mouth and sending the Justice Department on raids to monitor parents at school board meetings, to rummage through Melania Trump's underwear drawer, to invade people's private lives in ways that we've never seen before. The weaponization of government leveled against their enemies is something that this team, I think, makes them a bigger threat than people that have just, you know, slandered voters in the past.
Yeah, and I've long said Democrats are guilty, basically, of, they accuse others of what they themselves are actually doing. So when they say the other side is fascist, you just mentioned, they're the ones raiding people's homes. They're the ones who are weaponizing the DOJ to go after school kids' parents who just want to know the curriculum, for heaven's sakes. I mean, they're the ones who are pushing for silence around the secrecy of teaching critical race theory in schools, transing our kindergartners. They don't like transparency at all. And so it is a weird hypocrisy, but also it's more than just hypocrisy. It's evil, it's duplicitous to try and accuse the other side of things you're doing. Remember, It was the Democrats who said Donald Trump colluded with Russia, when they themselves are the ones using a dossier that was misinformation, disinformation from foreign sources, including
right.
people from Russia.
Right.
So again and again and again, the left misses the mark. They refuse to address what the American people actually care about. And the whole time, they're smearing their opponents. And one more point I'd like to make. The bully pulpit behind which they make these claims is amplified by the four major levers of power, all controlled by the left. Hollywood, big tech, colleges and universities, and of course, the media. So they say these things in unison when they know it's not true. They just don't care.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're finding out more and more that the FBI actually manipulated some of those levers of power in 2020. They told Facebook that they knew that the disinformation was coming and that they needed to denounce it. They told Twitter that the New York Post needed to be deplatformed. They actually are willing to use those weapons of government against neutral or independent or just people that disagree with them. And again, it's very concerning from the standpoint is it's not just rhetoric that they're spouting. They're willing to take actions to impugn the people that disagree with them. But that brings me to the thing that I want to talk to you about, because I know you've been busy, hot on the trail of this ever since the 2020 election. Voter integrity is going to matter huge in 2022. Where do we stand? What's our report card grade right now?
Well, we have a lot of states who actually listened to the educational material we gave them as it related to their constituents. And 88% of people want clean voter rolls. 85% of people want photo identification to vote. Not voter identification, but actually showing a photo ID to cast a ballot. 84% don't want ballot harvesting, and 82% want ballots returned to election officials by election day. This is a pretty simple thing that a lot of legislators understood. We have some governors out there who refused to stand with the people and, wanted to go their own way and refused to help make our elections safe and secure and refused to restore the faith, trust, and confidence that has been lost in our system.
Hmm.
But for the most part, people are starting to pay attention. As we had problems in the midterms and the primaries, we could have some more problems with the general. But a lot of states are taking notice. I think a lot of people out there are paying attention, and that's what's going to make the difference. Having people in the room, having people offering questions. But I do have to say, people on the right and the left have been concerned and confused and complaining this country. No one's doing anything about it. The Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute is standing up and saying, guys, we're here to help. We're here to expose some of the problems. We don't want it to happen again.
Well, if there are things that can be done between now and November, how do people contact your office and get your toolkit and kind of implement the solutions?
Yeah, AmericaFirstPolicy.com is where you would go. We have all kinds of centers doing all kinds of good things, but for the most part, what we're looking for at our center is people who want to be involved, people who want to be poll watchers, for example, people who want to notify election officials the problems they see in real time. Remember, one of the big things we were able to accomplish in a state like Virginia, we're getting some of those ballots that were in question put in a provisional pile.
Yep.
Once they go through the machine, folks, you can kiss it goodbye. But we got enough people to notice enough problems, anomalies, irregularities, illegalities, and fraud, that we were able to put them off to the side. And we can win those court battles all day because they haven't been voted. They haven't been run through the machines. People who are signing up every single day, we're going to have a massive army to help protect our election.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to do just that. AmericaFirstPolicy.com. Go and volunteer for your state.
We can do this together. No question.
Sounds fantastic. Hogan Gidley, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. King Charles and Prince William greeted the masses that have stood in line for hours to see the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty's state funeral is set to take place on Monday. President Biden is expected to be in attendance. The Justice Department is appealing an order that bars it from using documents that were seized at former President Trump's Florida estate as expected. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University abruptly suspended all student club activities after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. The justices on Wednesday, in a 5-4 vote, lifted a temporary hold on a court order telling the school to do so. And in Puerto Rico, they're under a hurricane warning as Fiona, which is currently a tropical storm, is heading towards the island. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
To Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
To watch that blood red wash on Independence Hall be magnified through the country, and then to hear the kind of pounding of the podium, reminiscent of Benito Mussolini, and then to hear the all out attack on people that just simply disagreed with the man making the speech was something that I predicted on Friday of that week that would not do well. Certainly Republicans weren't going to be happy with it. He said, I'm not attacking all MAGA Republicans, but yet everyone that voted for Donald Trump that was a Republican in 2020 could be considered a MAGA Republican. And then I had very strong feelings that independents and even some Democrats were not going to be pleased with it. There has been some polling that has come out and seemed to support my thesis. The Trafalgar Group yesterday releasing the first poll that I've seen since the speech that said that 64% of independents, non-affiliated voters, did not, in fact, they didn't just disapprove of the speech. They saw it as inciting conflict between Americans. That was the wording of the poll. Very specific reaction. But I wanted to know kind of a larger sense, maybe where it resonated in other realms. And Brandon Straka, if you remember the 2020 campaign, was founder of the Walkaway movement and insisted and delighted in telling stories of Democrats who had basically felt like that the party had walked away from them. And so they were leaving their Democratic roots. Brandon rejoins us today. And Brandon, your efforts to continue to force common sense among, upon the people are worthy. And I appreciate the fact that you're still in the game and still in the fight. But I really am curious, the type of people that you represent and that represent kind of your story as well, how was that speech that attacked, in essence, half of America last Thursday, how was that received by those people?
Well, I think that there's a huge split that's happening right now. You know, if you look at people who are sort of more moderate, and obviously, you know, MAGA people found it anywhere from horrifying to a lot of people were laughing it off, which I myself really didn't find anything funny about it. And I'll kind of get into that, I guess, in just a moment. But I think that people in the middle were really shocked at this type of divisive language coming from an American president, and not just an American president, but, you know, this the left has been, you know, pushing this narrative now for several years that this, you know, the grown-ups are back in charge, that finally things are going to be stately and presidential and civil once again. Biden presented himself as this great unifier. Of course, any of us with a brain over on the right knew that this was all just lip service and there was no truth to it whatsoever. But I think for people who actually bought into that belief and bought into the idea that, you know, the era of Trump and his mean tweets and his rough attitude and his rough talk was over, and now we were going to go back to this more stately, civilized time, I think that they're seeing that was a lie and that they're being manipulated. But there's another side of this too, which is, I don't even want to use the term far left, because the far left is becoming the left more and more every day.
And so
the reason why I'm not laughing about it, and I think that this is largely because I have a more unique perspective than the average conservative who wakes up in the morning, goes to work, does their job, comes home, spends time with their family, has dinner, and goes to bed. I spent the last 3 or 4 years traveling around the country, getting right in the thick of various events and rallies and protests, doing my own events, doing my own activism. So I've seen firsthand what Antifa truly is, what Black Lives Matter truly is. I have been physically assaulted numerous times. My team has been physically assaulted. We have been chased down the streets of Dallas for 5 blocks while nobody did anything. The media was filming the entire thing. They didn't even run the story. The police were nearby. They didn't help us. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is the same president, that's Joe Biden, who several years ago during a debate said Antifa is not a real thing. It's just an idea. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a word. Well, Antifa stands for anti-fascist, which is an extremely violent and deranged left-wing organization. And he's now calling us 74 plus million people who voted for Donald Trump semi-fascist. That's not an accident. You know, he's literally dog whistling to the Antifa organization and to the worst, most violent of his own fringe of his own base to say it's open season to grab a crowbar and do whatever you want to do to anybody who voted for Donald Trump.
Brandon, I'm sorry that we're out of time, but thank you for telling your story and keep getting the word out. How can people who are listening help your group today?
Yeah, so people can go to walkawaycampaign.com. The best thing that they can do right now is to sign up for our email list, because we're actually going to be launching an incredible technology and tool in the coming month or two called Walkaway Social.
All right, walkawaycampaign.com. Brandon Straka, appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, I often talk about things that are not in the front page section of the news, as well as, of course, what the top stories of the day are. And this last week, I ran into multiple postings on LinkedIn, which I just have only recently started spending any real amount of time on, about this new phenomenon called quiet quitting. It's an interesting kind of concept just in the words itself, but I wanted to know a little bit more about it. And as I began to see the types of people that were weighing in on this particular debate, I thought, this is something we've got to talk about. So joining me is Scott Miller of Center Post Communications, and that's the parent company of my wonderful network affiliate, Biz TV and Biz Talk Radio. And Scott Miller, of course, host of his own television show, which, Scott, my brain just canceled on me on. It's the title of the show.
It's Create, Build, Manage Daily.
That's it. And I've been a guest on that show and honored to do so. But thanks for coming on, first of all. I know you're busy, and to get you to work on the weekend is kind of extraordinary. Let me ask you, why is this discussion of this thing called quiet quitting popping up right now? Is this an outflow of the post-COVID work cycle?
I think that's part of it, Kevin. But I want to make an argument that this actually goes back much further than that, back to 2007. Now, if you remember 2007, that was the last time we had the dreaded R word. We had a recession. And those of us in the workforce that were fortunate enough to keep our jobs, our employers said, guess what? Now you're going to do the job of two or three people around the same time, not connected. That's when the first iPhone came out. Now the workers are at home. We get text messages. We get emails. The expectation started to change that we should always be on the clock. We should always be working, always answering, always doing what an owner would do, not what an employee would do. Hmm. So when you look at what happened heading into the pandemic, a lot of the things that we saw when the demand for work-life balance, the great exit, right, where we saw a lot of people actually leave the workforce, I argue that actually went back to 2007. The tension was there. It kept building. All the pandemic did was really put all of us on an express lane of this, you know, demanding work-life balance is saying, look, I want to actually be able to be home and be home, to spend more time, not to spend an hour commuting to my job. So when we talk about quiet quitting, you know, some people really kind of talk about this as a negative thing. From my standpoint, Kevin, what your employees are telling you is like, look, I want to work. I want to do the job you hired me to do. But how about this for a concept? When I leave and go home, I want to be home with my family, not answering work emails and text messages.
Yeah. Well, that work-life balance thing has been around for quite a while. And, you know, I can think back to as a child, even my own father struggling with, you know, how much to do when he's not at the office and so forth. And I think it's different for almost each household, because if you're an entrepreneur that is doing a home-based business, there may not be a lot of off time in order to just struggle and survive and pay the bills until you at least you have that business up and running. But I did find it interesting, some of the people that were kind of on the opposite side of you on LinkedIn were making the arguments like, in the post-COVID kind of emergence, we are now seeing where companies are trying to struggle to get ahead, recover, get back on top of what they had in 2019. And the ones that are not willing to put in the extra elbow grease is how they kind of would loosely term this, kind of in an innocuous kind of way, where there's, oh, it's not that bad of a thing, just a little extra elbow grease, really are talking about how driven people are to make their companies be successful. So I guess it's not so much that one will necessarily be the right solution for all people. There may be, I'm guessing from what I'm hearing, there may be different solutions for different people, and it depends on what your priorities are. If your priority is to have a balance with the rest of your life, then you probably aren't going to want to work, you know, 24/7, 365. And yet there are some of those that are going to say, well, our company won't survive without it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it goes back to, if you are an entrepreneur, I 100% agree with you. Look, I have ownership.
That, so you know.
Yeah, I have ownership in the business. You know, last night I'm working 2 hours putting together prep for my next show. I mean, it's just constant work. It's something I enjoy. I do have ownership in it. I think that the difference is when you start to look at your employees and you want them to act like an owner without the benefit of ownership, that's where the tension's coming in play. Hmm. And what I would call out my fellow CEOs is simply say, like, look, if your expectation of your staff is to always be on the clock, in essence, act like an owner, then give them the benefit of ownership. Actually take a percentage of your company. You know, some companies do this. Offer stock options where they can actually be an owner. Because it's different, right, Kevin? You've done both. You've worked in the corporate world. And it's not that your work ethic was different, But it is different when you have actual ownership. And I think that's where, from my standpoint, I'm calling out my fellow CEOs to say, like, look, if you really want your team to have the mentality that you have, then treat them like an owner.
I think there's got to be some degree of discussion about what maximizes your benefit as your company as well. If you burn out your people, they're not going to perform as well. But if they know when they can be off the clock and they can let go and, you know, recharge and rewind, they're going to come back the next day with a different mindset. Talk a little bit about how it's just in the company's best interest to not burn people out.
Now, listen, as a CEO, I find I have to take time away from the company. It's hard, right? I'm responsible for everything. I'm responsible for everyone's salary. I find I'm a better leader when I take time to unplug, not think about the office, spend time with my family, take that vacation. What's interesting, Kevin, is we have this culture now, this mindset that it's almost like people are afraid they're going to lose their job if they actually unplug and spend time with their family. I had someone on my team, someone in the radio, we have a radio network, as you know, you're on it, that came and said, look, I need to take a vacation, but I'll still log in and do some work every day. I'm like, why? Take your vacation. We'll find a way to cover that work. And so I do think that's part of it. I think, you know, yes, you know, you hear stats, what, there are two jobs available for every one person looking for work. I think that's bogus. I think there are a lot of companies that are posting jobs, not actually hiring.
I think that's well said. Scott Miller, thank you so much for being with us, head of Biz TV and Biz Talk Radio, two places where this product is proudly placed each weekend, and we are glad to be there. Scott, always a joy to see you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the new music spotlight with Kane and Caitlin Brown.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, yeah. Married couple, Kane and Caitlin Brown. Kane's a very successful country music star that's dipping his toe a little bit in rap, I think, these days, too. Maybe a little hip-hop. But anyway, a lovely song with he and his wife, and quite a lovely couple. I hope you'll stick around. Hour number two is on the way. A huge ladies' lounge tonight. We have Bethany Mandel, Kelsey Bowler, and Kristen B. Tate all slated to join us, and each of them talking about something very different and extremely important to you and your family. Plus, also later in the second hour, Kane Brown is back with a little bit of why he likes country music so much. That's the only teaser we'll give you. It's Radio Night Live, the end of hour one, start of hour two. Don't go anywhere.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.